reclaiming what was once theirs. That's what hundreds, maybe thousands of Americans whose families once owned property in Cuba are hoping to do. And it's the focus of the latest round of talks between U.S. and Cuban officials starting today in Havana. We're talking about property that was seized after Fidel Castro's revolution in 1959. It's one of the thorniest issues that U.S. and Cuba are still trying to resolve now that relations between the two countries are warming up. The Schechter family once owned property in Cuba, and they've filed claims to get it back. Amy Schechter Rosoff is the daughter of the Cuban Americans who owned the property. Amy, what happened to your family's property?
The property was stolen by the Cuban government. My parents literally went out to a farm that they had to do payroll, and they were met there by armed soldiers. You know, my father got out of the car, had a brief conversation, and got back in the car, and they drove away.
So was this a farm outside of Havana that where he employed people?
Yes, it was in Pinar del Rio.
Pinar del Rio, that's west of Havana. How long had that property been in your family?
That particular property had been in the family since 1957 or so. But my family had been in Cuba since 1902. So there were other properties that have been in the family for much longer. My grandmother had a house in Havana.
Now, you were born after your parents moved to the U.S. Did they move in 61?
They came out in 1960. I was born in 64.
And when you were growing up, did you hear stories about the land and property that had been taken from your family?
Yes, of course. You know, we heard stories about Cuba. You know, it was painful for my father to talk about since he was born in Havana. But, you know, we didn't have memorabilia or that many pictures or things like that people normally have because that was all left in Cuba.
What's become of the properties now?
My grandmother's house in Havana is currently the residence of the Chinese ambassador.
Wow.
The other properties, we don't know. My cousin did go to Cuba, I think about 10 years ago, and he got to see the house and did find out that it's being used by the Chinese embassy.
How optimistic are you about having the property eventually back in your family's hands?
Well, I would love to have the property or, you know, definitely, you know, the settlement on the property take place. It would certainly be an incredible thing to get that part of our family history back. The house was quite a legacy in the family. For me, I've never been to Cuba. I was too young to ever go, to ever see it. It's, you know, just sort of a part of our history that I have never been able to really see, and I just have heard about it.
Do you have any plans to visit Cuba?
Yeah, someday I would like to visit. You know, once the relationship has been normalized, you know, once a settlement has been reached, you know, the house was stolen and the farm was stolen. It's not okay to do that and not expect to have to pay any sort of restitution.
Well, I want to thank you so much. It's a very interesting story, and I know you're going to keep on top of it as these negotiations go forward. Amy Schechter Rosoff has been speaking to us from her office in upstate New York. Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you.